How do we really know who wrote the Gospels? This is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gaygert. Alec is a Christian apologist who speaks around the world and has written A Jigsaw Guide to Making Sense of the World. Alec, what do you say when people question the authorship of the first four books of the New Testament?
John, the first thing is to welcome the question, since this is important. I mean, imagine we had no idea who wrote the Gospels. The second thing is to know the Gospels have been the historical bedrock of Christianity for 2,000 years. So the fact Christianity hasn't crumbled over this issue also ought to get our attention.
Some claim these books were written much later by other people with their own agenda.
It's worth asking why. Some critics assume the biblical Gospels are hopelessly biased, yet competing accounts are given the benefit of the doubt. If we can assume a level playing field, the biblical Gospels can take care of themselves. Now, the authors don't post their names front and center, for example, as we'd see in Paul's letters, but the early church accepted these were written by Matthew and John, disciples of Jesus, or Mark and Luke, companions of Peter and Paul, and This didn't happen centuries later. The question of authorship was critical to these books being accepted, copied, and circulated in the first place.
And this wasn't blind acceptance either. Other books around at the time sounded good, but they weren't accepted. For example, the Gospel of Thomas, the Gospel of Peter, and so on.
John, you're referring to what's called the Gnostic Gospels, which came much later than the biblical Gospels. But you're right, these documents didn't pass the authorship test. We don't know who wrote the Gnostic Gospels, but we do know this. It wasn't the disciples. The biblical Gospels were written within the lifetime of the disciples. The Gnostic Gospels were written long after they were dead and buried.
Alec has an easy-to-follow book that makes apologetics make sense, A Jigsaw Guide at reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.